This next poem, it's called The Hurt Locker. And I was talking with Matt earlier about this. My boss, when I was over there, had this adrenaline rush. And he was a true warrior in the sense of someone who wants to be a warrior. And much more than I was. I don't know if that's even important. But at one point, he and I had a private discussion when the rest of the squad was away. And it was just James talking to Brian. Sometimes we'd sort of strip away the caste system and just talk to each other. And he told me, he said, you know, sometimes, because he was speaking in response to being attacked all the time by mortar shells. Because after a while, sometimes you just get sort of frustrated with someone trying to kill you and you can't do anything about it. Because you can't find who these people are. And it's, for some people, it's very, very hard. And at one point he said, we just need to put them in the hurt locker. And I remember that phrase stuck in my head because I didn't know what it meant. It was just this odd phrase. You know? And this poem came out of that. The Hurt Locker. Nothing but the hurt left here. Nothing but bullets and pain and the blood out slumping and all the fucks and goddams and Jesus Christ of the wounded. Nothing left here but the hurt. Believe it when you see it. Believe it when a 12-year-old rolls a grenade into the room. Or when a sniper punches a hole deep into someone's skull. Believe it when four men step from a taxi cab in Mosul to shower the street in brass and fire. Open the Hurt Locker and see what there is of knives and teeth. Open the Hurt Locker and learn how rough men come hunting for souls.